Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and tempo tour guide, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you like. You can team up with your friends, take them on in a battle, or just go about this yourself. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 2004, Time Tunes, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn a bit about pop history and join in our additional games. I love to see everyone who plays from all across the globe, and today's shout out goes to our players over in Hanoi, Vietnam. Thank you for playing. Also, you can pause throughout the game if you need to think through a question just a little bit more. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, it's all about the year 2004. To put you in the right frame of mind, this was the year Shrek 2 dominated the box office. MySpace was the hottest social media platform, and everyone was walking around with Livestrong bracelets. We have 5 questions for you about the music news from the year 2004, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Let's begin. Question 1. In September 2004, which American girl group reunited with the comeback single Lose My Breath? Question 2. In January 2004, which American pop star married her childhood friend Jason Alexander on a night out in Las Vegas? Question 3. In October 2004, which pop rock singer was embroiled in a lip-syncing controversy when performing on Saturday Night Live? Question 4. In June 2004, which rock star and member of the band Cream sold their guitar Blackie for nearly $1 million at auction? Question 5. In June 2004, which band known for hits like With Arms Wide Open and Higher announced that they were breaking up? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Time Tunes. You're about to receive 5 clues about hit songs, all of which have the word time somewhere in their title. There is 1 point available for each timely song that you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. This lengthy 2017 rock ballad launched the solo career of former One Direction member Harry Styles. Question 7. This 1987 track by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes won an Academy Award after it was prominently featured in the film Dirty Dancing. Question 8. A TikTok dance trend helped propel this 2022 funky hit from singer Lizzo. Question 9. A song with this same title was a dance hit for Real McCoy in 1997 and also for Daft Punk in 2000. Question 10. Cher redefined her career with this 1989 hit single, which had a music video featuring a US battleship. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist. As each clue will reveal a little bit more information, the sooner you can get the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just the first clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the last clue. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born on the 7th of June, 1958, in Minnesota, USA. Clue 2. In the 1960s, I grew up in a musical family with a father who played piano and a mother who was a jazz singer. I began writing songs as young as 7 years old and later obtained my first guitar, one of many instruments I would learn. Clue 3. I began to explore opportunities in music in the mid-1970s, signing a record deal by 1977. My debut solo single, Soft and Wet, was released in 1978, but my first chart hit came in 1979 with the song I Wanna Be Your Lover. Clue 4. My career exploded in popularity after my 1982 album titled 1999 and starring in the 1984 film Purple Rain. I continued to have hits well into the mid-1990s. Clue 5. I passed away in 2016, and my biggest hits include the songs When Doves Cry, Kiss, and Raspberry Beret. That's all of our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after a break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. How did you go? Well, let's find out, starting with the year 2004. Question 1. Destiny's Child. Lose My Breath was taken from Destiny Fulfilled, which would end up becoming their final album. Question 2. Britney Spears married her childhood friend. The marriage would be annulled just 55 hours later. Question 3. Ashley Simpson was caught out on SNL when the wrong backing track started to play on live TV. Question 4. Eric Clapton. His guitar Blackie sold for $959,000 and raised money for a rehabilitation center. Question 5. Creed broke up in June 2004. Whilst the lead singer Scott Stapp did release some solo work, the band would eventually get back together in 2009. Continuing on to round 2, Time Tunes. We gave you clues about five hit songs, all of which had the word time somewhere in the title. And these are the correct answers. Question 6. Sign of the Times by Harry Styles. Question 7. I've Had the Time of My Life by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. Question 8. About Damn Time by Lizzo. Question 9. One More Time by Real McCoy or Daft Punk. And finally, question 10. If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Prince. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the pod. If you are listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment or you can vote in our episode polls. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we play lots of extra games like Finish the Lyrics or Hot or Not. You can also support the show by leaving a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy these episodes as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me, and I hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.